Toby and Josh.
Oh, yeah. So we played The Price is Right today. And you, so the intro we've got is awesome.
Yeah.
And so it
Fish
says
Marketplace.
A can of mace. What did you think it said? What did you say? What was it?
I can't say.
Oh, you can't say it at all.
Oh, well, who's listening? Do you reckon anyone's listening?
No, no, I can't.
Ketamine?
Oh, ketamine? Jeez, okay, well, you probably shouldn't have said that. Now that I know it, that's wrong. Don't do that.
Well, that's what I heard.
Oh, that's what you heard. Okay, obviously from medical use and stuff in the past, doctors use it. Hey, ad game returned as well.
Oh, the earthquake.
Jeez, that was
wowee. Good. Wowee, and we found out something special about us today on the show.
No,
it's beautiful.
You didn't.
It is so nice. I'm going to have the best night's sleep tonight because I know this now. I can't wait. You've opened up a whole new world.
It's just not true.
It's so true.
I just deny it.
T-shirts, mugs, chains.
You can check it out right now. That and Heavy's ketamine addiction, but it's coming up on the podcast.
Heavy?
This morning.
Oh, wasn't it incredible? I didn't know what it was.
Tell me, how did the earthquake affect you?
Well, firstly, I got in trouble for... So I was doing a home workout,
yep.
Right? Because obviously you can't go to the gym. So I was doing a workout, and Kat's like, "What are you doing in there?"
She's blamed you for the earthquake.
It's like, because everything, I was like, I'm not doing anything. And I got up thinking I was super unfit because I felt a bit dizzy. And then everything, so I was like, it was all at me. And then she's like, "Oh, no, I think it's an earthquake."
It's great. Yeah. I think. Still, yeah. I'm not happy with you. You probably caused it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, how strong do you think I am?
Oh, that's great. See, I was on the phone to one of my friends down in Melbourne.
Yeah.
She lives in St Kilda in an apartment building, level 6. And we're FaceTiming, and so I saw the live action. All of a sudden, I could see that her apartment was starting to shake before it was shaking with where I live in Torquay.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, of course.
And she dropped her phone and went to the doorway, and because the phone was still, like, leaning upwards so I could see
She's
in the doorway going, "What's happening?"
Yeah, bracing for impact almost.
Oh,
God.
Crazy.
It was interesting, wasn't it? Because I was hesitant to hit you up because I thought you wouldn't believe me that there was an earthquake. And you're like, I felt it.
This is the thing.
All my friends were like, how incredible is this? And then so 5.9 or around that
magnitude,
6 mark in Mansfield.
Right near Mount Buller. Imagine going down the slopes.
Oh, geez, you'd be scared.
That scares the bejeebus out of me. I was saying to you, though, earlier, how it's so funny because none of us have really experienced an earthquake where everyone's felt it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so funny at the time, everyone asks someone in the room, "What's going on?"
Yeah.
Like there's all of a sudden an expert there, and you're like, no one knows what's going on. No one can confirm on the spot that it is.
I think it's an earthquake. I've got no idea. It's incredible, wasn't it? Even the light fixtures were swaying, because we've got ones that hang down. So they were literally swaying across the room.
The images that are coming out of Chapel Street from South Yarra.
Oh, the bricks. God, thank God no one was walking underneath it.
Oh, exactly. You did mention that it was nearly a good thing that they're in lockdown because there was less people that were on the streets. But I did discover something today with this earthquake, Josh, because when you got to work, you told me something. You told me that you messaged me first to get confirmation about the earthquake. So does this mean that I am your best friend? Yes! I am.
No.
You messaged me first in a life and death situation.
No.
Will let anyone that's known you, you messaged me.
Oh, you were one of the first.
I thought
for work purposes, how are we going to cover this for the show?
I'm your best friend. I love you, mate.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Geelong's Big Thing.
Big Mac Truck. Big.
Sign the petition now. krock.com.au.
That's right. We've launched it. The petition, it is up online now. Herbie, krock.com.au.
And I tell you what, a lot of people have signed it.
Yeah, well,
we need 1,000. That's
so
it.
We're going to need it.
And I was unsure if we'd get there yesterday. I thought 1,000, will we? No, we will. Because Geelong is backing it in a big way. A lot of people saying it's so great to see something local being done here to help build the economy and bring tourism.
See, I thought everyone was behind it, you know, but there was always one person that was just not really fully behind it. So we thought we'd bring him in, see if we could sway his decision. It's Ben from Workdays. Good
afternoon. Come on.
Now, you two, I don't know what's happened over the last couple of days.
I made one comment. I said that we've already got the big Sphinx. That doesn't count, though, because it's connected to a business. And my reputation has been tarnished ever since then.
Oh, for sure. Because it's not a big thing. That's my point.
No. That's why we're going for the big Ford Utes. Mm. Now, Josh, I can let you know that Ben has signed the petition.
Oh, there we go. He is behind it, you know.
But the message comes along with it.
Yeah, cool.
His message, because a lot of people have said this is great. Yeah. And, you know, talking about the localism. No, Ben goes a different angle. Are you happy now, Josh?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Are you? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. We also have got you in here because you are a creative writer on the side. You work for the business.
Uh-huh.
We need a slogan. So we thought we'd have a bit of a spitball here and just throw some ideas around. Do you want to go first, Herbs?
Well, I've only got one.
Okay.
So do you want me to...
Yeah, we might
We won't save the best for last because it's not going to be.
Okay, what is it?
Jump on route, the big Ford Ute.
I don't mind that. But it doesn't really... Yeah, okay.
Okay.
It's all right.
It's just ideas at the moment. Yeah. No so ideas a bad
space.
Idea. Doesn't
save
feel like
space.
It, Josh. Now I know what you're going through, Ben.
Some cities have bananas, others giant boots, but here in Geelong, we want a big Ute.
Oh, I... Hey. Lovely.
And I'll just pick another one. Bigger than Hawkins and wider than Cadinia Park. Let's get Geelong's big Ute engine to start.
Hello. Hey. You really...
Maybe we should get you in the creative writing office.
I need extra money if that's happening.
I make mine look like...
Yours
laughable.
Is very good. All right, Ben, bring it home. What have we got?
I thought, you know, considering there's a lot of Utes out there in the world, a lot of them are pretty big, but this one's going to be the biggest one. So it's the biggest Ute you'll see on your commute.
Oh, there we go.
Hey. Jeez. Oh, yeah, I like these suggestions.
I mean, it rhymes ute with ute, but, you know, I'm going with
that
it anyway.
That doesn't matter.
So that's fine. See, I like these.
That's good. Roses are red, violets are blue. We want a big ute. How about you? I should have ended on a high.
Why did you go to that? Look, I'm going to open this up to everyone. People can get involved by going to our Facebook page. Let us know your slogans if you've got a better one than Josh's last one. That would be great.
It would be hard to beat.
I think Ben's is leading the way at the moment.
Hey,
that was
thank
brilliant.
You.
Yeah, well,
tomorrow, I reckon, we'll narrow down on what
our
slogan
right.
is.
And then we'll vote for it.
But that's it.
I don't even remember what yours was, which is a good thing. Ben, thank you so much for your help.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, got a housemate one for you. So you may recall not too long ago,
yes,
had a housemate who ended up hopping in my bath water after I hopped out. So we shared the same bath water.
That's right. I'm still a bit weirded out by that. Some people, I guess if it's your family or something like that, sure. Mm. Your housemate that you've known for 2 months, a little different. Anyway.
Well, he's gone now.
Yeah.
He's moved out.
After the bath water, he never recovered.
But we've replaced him. With a lovely girl.
Yeah.
She's a pharmacist doing wonders at the moment, you know, helping the community out. But last night at home, I noticed something about her. And I thought, is it something about that room? Is the tenant of that room got something going on with them?
Okay. Yeah.
So there's four of us.
Yeah.
Tatum, Luke, lovely couple, and then Annabelle and myself. And last night, we're all hanging out.
Yeah.
It was around 8 o'clock. Tatum and Luke are on the couch. They're just chilling, finishing up their day. Annabelle had food cooking but then had been for a run, so she decided to have a shower.
Yeah, of course.
She got out of the shower. Hair was sopping wet, you know, went and put her clothes on and everything. And so then I came out of my room to heat up my wheat bag.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Warm.
Keep yourself.
And I was in the pantry because that's where our microwave is. So I was in there. And then I turned my head and I noticed Annabelle, but then I went back to the pantry. But you know when your mind goes, did I just see that?
Mm.
I had that sudden moment.
And I thought, back.
What's going on there? So I retracked and I looked at Annabelle and I thought, yes, my mind did see what I just thought it did see.
What did it see?
What it saw is a young lady with sopping wet hair.
Yeah.
In a nice jumper. You know, it's cold last night. Yeah. I get that. But then jeans.
At 8 o'clock at night.
Around 8 o'clock at night. Annabelle has had a shower and washed her hair and then instead of getting out of the shower and putting on your comfies...
Because she's not going out, obviously.
No, we're staying home. Put on jeans.
Why would you do that?
my question exactly.
Do you sleep in jeans?
I said, what's going on there? I've got, what do you mean? Look at me. I've got my PJ pants on. Tatum, what have you got? PJ pants? Luke, you? Trackies? And Annabelle goes, no, these are me comfies. No, they're not.
Jeans are your comfortable pants?
No.
They must be the most comfortable jeans in the world.
No, we
are
made
they stretchy
it do,
jeans?
Yeah, we said, can you do some squats and lift your leg up? Like, you know, try and snap
so
and stuff.
Made it
we wanted to see how stretchy they are. They're not. They didn't have much movement in them.
So why is she wearing jeans then?
This is the thing. She doesn't own trackies.
Oh.
Trackies or comfy pants.
What,
so you're
not even pajama bottoms.
No. No. What's going on there? She only wears
that's weird.
Jeans.
That's
straight out
weird.
Of the shower.
That is... That's one. That's one of these, I reckon.
The 1%ers.
Oh yes. Surely she's the only one.
5223295 Do you not have any comfy pants?
No trackies.
No trackies. No pajama pants.
You've only like who's putting jeans on after they have a shower, late at night when you're not going anywhere. You want to be comfortable. I'd rather have just me knickers on. You know.
Yeah, and maybe a nighty or whatever. But, like, just for your people living with. 5223295 That's a 1%er for sure.
Sure. I don't reckon anyone else out there.
Everyone wears. Everyone's got tracky pants.
Look, it's comfortable.
It's
warm.
The best part about being at home.
Exactly. Just I get home to take my jeans off.
She's chucking them on. Wow. That's weird. 5223295 It's Herbie and Josh.
The 1%ers.
This is legitimately probably the biggest 1%er I reckon we've asked because I just think it's the most outrageous question.
Crazy. We want to know if you don't own a pair of trackies because my housemate that's recently moved in doesn't own a pair of trackies. Instead of owning a pair of trackies, she gets out of a shower at 20 past 8 of a night and doesn't want to put comfortables on, instead puts jeans on.
Is she a classy lady?
Yeah, she's lovely. She's just your everyday gorgeous girl. Like, she likes running. She's a pharmacist.
But my point is, does she, like, want to make sure that she's always setting a high standard? Like, maybe is tracksuit pants too low?
I wouldn't think so. She grew up from Rosebud, so, you know.
What are you saying to the people of Rosebud?
They wear trackies. and we're in the Surf Coast. You've got to be honest. It's like uniform down there.
We didn't get anyone, but I'm just trying to think.
Well, I'm not shocked that we didn't get anyone.
No,
1%.
Honestly,
everyone.
It's mental. I don't know if my dad owns a pair of tracksuit pants.
Really?
But he's weird. He's real weird.
So you're saying that my housemate's weird?
No, I'm saying my dad's weird. He's had 60 years to bloody get tracksuit pants.
Yeah. What is he wearing then?
When is he going to get comfy? You know, he's always just angry. He's not wearing pants.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I got some prizes that I want you to guess. Now it's time to put your butt to the test. Search Marketplace. A can of mace? Gracious, it's the
Price Is Right. Oh, great time of the week. Filling in for Bilbo. A great replacement, by the way. Chantre Llewellyn from the newsroom. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Great dance moves.
What can I say?
You've got it. You've got it.
It's a good song.
It is. Yeah. He's done very well, the team behind the scenes. All right, so you've got some items from Gumtree on Facebook Marketplace from around Geelong and the Surf Coast, the Ballerine. We're just going to guess how much they are.
I had a quick scan just before I walked in here.
Okay, nice one.
Good to see you putting in a lot of effort.
You're welcome. So kicking it off, a Dyson vacuum cleaner secondhand.
Oh, my giddy aunt.
Which one?
Being sold. It's the version 6 for animals. Like, it's for animal hair.
Jeepers creepers. That's a scam, isn't it? It's just a vacuum. And they've added the label to it, isn't it? How big is it then?
Isn't it called the animal thing?
Yeah, it's called the animal
thing.
Or is it?
I don't know. I don't think it's for animal
thing. Is it not?
I don't think so.
I was with you, don't worry.
I'm not a vacuum expert.
I don't have a Dyson either.
I don't know.
It would be lovely to have a Dyson.
I would love one.
I would love one.
I think they go for quite a lot.
Oh, well,
is that the hint? Is that the hint to the end there?
Well,
I've gone too high.
All right. So, Josh, you've said 152. Herb, you said 86. The price is 100 bucks.
Woohoo! Well,
don't break the microphone.
Well done.
We get it. You got one right. Congratulations.
Oh.
No, you
got it. It's actually pretty.
Next one.
Salty Chandra is what your name's going to be now.
Anyways,
Heavy.
Blue vintage bicycle. It's got like the
basket. Yeah,
it's blue, obviously, like a light blue color, sky blue.
Streamers?
No streamers.
Vintage
bike. They are quite nice, and people love riding them.
Yeah, you look like you're in like a 50s movie.
So cute, going to the beach. Got my towel in my basket.
Going, you know, down the road.
Yeah, let's just get the prices in.
Okay.
Instead of the memories.
Far out. Doesn't get the first one right. Just hurry this game along.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. These are really interesting.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I've gone too high.
Oh, no.
Josh, you said 211.
Oh.
Herbie, you said 210. It's 50 bucks.
Oh, no.
Well done, Herbie.
Picked him at the post. $1 in it, Joshua.
You jump back on her side, Abby Chandra, too. Look at that.
I go back with a winner. The winner.
Yeah, fair enough. Thanks for doing that.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Great news for Geelong the Surf Coast residents. More probably Surf Coast residents in particular.
That's myself.
Yeah, but the surfers.
Oh, that's not me.
Have you jumped in the water yet?
No. There was a lot of surfers out today. Went for a lovely little workout at the beach and lots of people out there. Good waves, I guess.
Keeping an eye out, were you?
Yeah, just seeing what's up, you know. Hang 10, bro.
So they reckon there's a new device that clips onto surfboards that reduces the chance of a shark attack by 66%.
Cheapers, that's good.
So basically it's like an electrical rechargeable pack that you can chuck on your board. And they tested it out over in WA where they were having a few issues. Like these were some hot spots where...
sharks like to hang.
Salisbury Island. So they're testing it out against great white sharks. And basically what it does is it interferes with their electrical signal. Because you know how they've got the electrical field on their noses and stuff. And so basically interrupts it and they don't like it. So they go away. Obviously not all of them. 36% chance still. But to
better odds.
Well, it's still a very low thing that happens anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. And I do like that a lot of surfers, especially because they're the ones who are in the water all the time, they say they're jumping into their environment.
That's right.
And so have a little bit more protection for yourself, I think that's a great thing.
That's great. If you need it. Do you know there's 500 species of shark?
500?
500 species. Isn't that incredible? So obviously we know the big ones, but there's the bullhead carpet, dogfish, crocodile and zebra and cat sharks.
Really?
100%.
A crocodile shark. That's dangerous.
Jeez, that's a movie waiting to happen, isn't it?
Yeah. Jaws 4.
Yeah, Jaws the crocodile shark. Some sharks, and women aren't going to like this, pregnant for 2 years. That's a long time.
No.
In fact, it is the longest gestation period of any vertebrae. Two years.
Jeepers creepers. That's a long time for me. Imagine.
2 years of your life just pregnant.
Far out. You'd only have one. You'd never go for a second.
Yeah, well, apparently some sharks even give birth to full grown sharks. So you're carrying that thing in your belt and then it's full grown when it pops out.
They're literally when you say the kid could walk out, that's what the shark's done.
Tiger sharks will literally eat anything. In fact, they've found a number plate from every US state, video cameras, dog leashes, a bag of money, and even birth control pills.
See, that sort of makes me a little sad. Because why are...
Like it's in the water,
why
isn't
are
it?
People littering? They're so lazy when you see trash out on the streets. Like, pick it up.
Trust me, I've skipped over a lot of the depressing stats to do with sharks because there's a lot of them. Their hearing's pretty good too. Over 1,000 metres away. A kilometre away, they can hear you.
That's why they get us. They know we're around.
I thought you were saying they didn't get us before.
No, we put ourselves in that situation.
That's right.
So we're allowed to get eaten if we're going in a swimming.
If you're making
there.
Too much noise, they're going to get you.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Not happy, Jen. The ad game. 1-3-0-0-6-5-5-5-6.
With Herbie and Josh.
You look so hot today. Like a sunrise.
I'm so annoying.
Josh. So excited because not only do we have the ad game now,
yeah,
but we've got some exciting news regarding one of our ads, the Rhonda and Contort.
That's right. They've got a new one out today for Amy. Let's have a listen.
Eyes on the future, Australia. Thanks up.
What Daddy said,
Facts up, Australia. Like a sunrise.
Facts up, Australia, because together we're stronger.
And it has the cutest baby in it. It is incredibly cute.
Just love that. I love that an ad can take us through a journey
it
over
feels
time.
Real. It feels you know? Real, doesn't it?
Gosh, I'd love them to be a real life couple.
Yeah. I thought they were. It doesn't matter.
Watch your space. Watch your space. I might have an update for you next week. but right now I've got some other ads, yeah. And you just have to work out right. The company or the brand behind it, Josh.
All righty. Let's kick it off with the first one.
This is for the girls who know what to do.
Feels like it's a beauty product.
You're on the right path.
Put on your strong face. Your nothing's gonna stop me face.
Is it like a L'Oreal?
It's not L'Oreal.
Stand tall and proud. Go out and make it happen.
Is it a hair one?
No, you're close. It is similar to L'Oreal. I also love how uplifting it is.
Dove?
No. I'll give you the tagline.
Okay.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybelline?
Yes, yeah, Josh! Thanks. There we
go. Maybelline, New York.
Yeah, that's good.
Lifting them up.
It's like, whoa, you thought I was watching a feature film there.
Jeez.
When I was reliving
that
out.
Powerful music, wasn't it?
I know. Gotta love that. Next one.
He's pleased to be introducing two new taste sensations from...
Is Donna's good?
Yeah.
It is?
Keep going. Just keep playing.
Hello, it's tasty tomato Frankfurt with real tomato.
Hello, it's tasty cheese Frankfurt with real cheese.
It's pleased to meet you.
It's pleased to meet you too.
It's Don is good.
Yay, got it. Do you know a little fun fact about that one? Yeah. It's that voice. He's the Go-Go from the Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
It's a Go-Go Mobile. Go-Go Mobile.
Love that.
All right. Can you get 3 from 3?
Is this a hard one?
No. I reckon it's a great ad and you should be able to get it.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Will you quit touching me?
M&M's.
Do you ever just want to play for fun?
I mean, what was it?
No, I did not lick you, Red.
Look, yo, I know we're all hungry, but really, licking?
I'm not quite sure.
You're not sure yet?
No. Do you want to eat the reveal?
Keep going.
That's not you, is it, Miss Green?
I think my chocolate just ran cold.
I think it might be M&M's.
I think you're right. Well done.
Thank you.
I don't know how you got there.
I don't know either. Impossible. Impossible. We all overcame it together.
Throwing it home. 3 to 7pm weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Might be a good day for that baby seal down the foreshore. Just isn't it? How cute.
Love little baby seals. I love baby anythings.
Yeah, you do.
They're so cute.
What about spiders? Baby spiders?
Yeah, I honestly don't mind them.
You like them.
You hate spiders.
Don't like baby spiders.
They're so cute. Anything that's cute, it's like... Oh,
you're a crook.
Nah, yeah, I like them.
Yeah, nah, here we go. Wi-Fi on planes.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, wouldn't be great.
It's a game changer. I've had it before. On some?
Over in the States, I think they've got it.
Mm.
Definitely on their buses in the States, yeah. They've got it on transport.
I just don't understand why you don't. Like, my girlfriend's flying out of the country on Saturday morning and is on a flight without Wi-Fi, so she will not watch the AFL Grand Final. She's like, this is, like, what am I, when I land, disaster. I was like,
then you know.
Absolute pickle.
And the other thing is, like, you know, you have to download everything. You've got to be really organised. So Elon Musk wants to chuck... Wi-Fi in an oven on his SpaceX flights because he had the first successful one go the other day.
Yeah.
But imagine playing to get out, like, because they're not cheap flights, to go into the, you know, Earth's atmosphere, go into space, and you're on the Wi-Fi. Wouldn't you just, like, is that not just...
That would anger so many people. Like, this is an experience that really only a minority of
people get
to actually... Oh, that's annoying. It's like when you go out for dinner and, you know, you see a lot of couples that are just both on their phone and you're like, what about the meal in front of you? Or maybe communicate to the person sitting opposite you.
So true. So true. Hey, walking your dog once a day.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I think it's so mean when people get, especially active dogs that need to be walked.
Those people that get border collies and like, calpies and stuff.
Fine.
And they just leave them in the back garden.
You're like, that is so selfish of you.
So cruel,
you
isn't
need
it?
To give the dog exercise. Like, oh. So, yeah, I'm all for it. You walk your dogs every day.
Yeah, they get multiple. Someone said, are they pedigree staffies at the park the other day?
Here we go. At your secret park that you won't tell anyone where you go.
Was I chipper or what? Are they no, mate.
Pedigree.
They're just well looked after. Anyway, so pets that get walked at least once a day and have a lot of exercise actually helps stop off like a canine dementia. And you're less likely to get it. So it's obviously good for the dog's health. Obviously, the more exercise they do as well, the better for them.
And it puts you in line with pedigree dogs, supposedly. Oh,
well, you got to look after them a bit better than that.
Okay.
But, anyway, last one, cheese and biscuits.
Nah, yeah. I'm a sucker. For a platter. Put the cheese in front of me. A bit of meat on there too. Oh, get in my belly.
I love cheese. It's so good for you.
How do you say no to cheese?
So this is my thing, because like I thought eating a lot of cheese was bad for you, right?
Makes you have the runs, doesn't it?
Well, I just thought more like health-wise, like is it going to clog my arteries or whatever it is?
Everything is
these days. You know, like I listened to my doctor, you know? Now they're saying adults who consume high dairy diets up to 25% less likely to develop heart disease.
Really?
So I just don't know what to believe. Do I believe my doctor or the article I read on Daily Mail?
Article you read on Daily Mail.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.